Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, you may have noticed that as we began Lent, it begins in a rather interesting way, liturgically. According to a very ancient tradition, on the first Sunday of Lent, the Church reads the gospel of the temptation of Jesus in the desert, a temptation that follows quickly upon his baptism and inaugurates his public ministry. And the second Sunday of Lent is dedicated to the account of the transfiguration of Jesus before three chosen disciples. And as I look at these two accounts and wonder why they should come at the very beginning of Lent, it seems to me that the Church is telling us two very important things about our life in Christ. The first is the fact that we are on a pilgrimage. We are walking with our Lord Jesus Christ. And our beginning of that pilgrimage is in response to the first call that Jesus makes in his public ministry: repent and believe the gospel. Now, you may have heard this on Ash Wednesday, but our Lord's first proclamation is a call to repentance. And our first Sunday of Lent in its gospel reading reiterates that call. And this really is the beginning of our life as Christians, in that repentance, in that conversion. The second Sunday, however, continues with the account of the Transfiguration, in which Jesus displays his glory as the Son of God before three disciples who didn't know quite what to make of it when they experienced it. But it was a scene of vision that was to sustain them throughout the rest of the ministry of Jesus Christ, through the Passion and into the Resurrection. But I think that the Church reads this account of the Transfiguration on the second Sunday of Lent because it wants to speak about the end of our journey. In responding to that call for repentance and conversion, we have to realize that we are proceeding toward that glory of God to which all faithful Christians are called. And so let me look at those two realities of Lent and speak a little about how we might celebrate it with a greater consciousness of what this season is all about. The beginning is conversion. And therefore, on Ash Wednesday, we heard the call to fast and pray and to give alms. Why is this so important? We fast not only, and certainly not exclusively, to show our own strength or to exercise a merely earthly well-being. We fast, first of all, to demonstrate that all things depend on the grace of God, that our desire for conversion is itself prompted by a gift from God that opens our eyes and our minds to the reality of conversion. So we fast, first of all, I think, to practice the virtue of detachment, to understand that we are not necessarily tied to simple material realities. We need food, we need drink for the sustenance of our lives. After all, we are physical as well as spiritual beings. But we need to guard against placing all of our sense of reality in the material world about us, and particularly in possessions that we might have. And to practice the virtue of detachment is to use the things of this world wisely and not be enslaved by them. And that virtue of detachment, prompted by fasting, allows us to focus on what is really important and really critical in our lives. We fast and pray also to curb distractions. We live in a fairly noisy world, and one in which the visual images that are presented to our eyes change rapidly. And they distract us sometimes from hearing what we ought to hear and from seeing which will be for our benefit and our good. And fasting and praying helps us to avoid the distractions of the world about us so that we might direct our attention to who we are, where we are going, and what our end is. Fasting also helps us to clarify our minds and our hearts. St. Bernard of Clairvaux tells us that the first act of conversion is the conversion of our minds. To ask ourselves, do I know what is really true? Do I know who God is and what he has called us to do? And the second act of conversion is the conversion of the will. That is, to train that ability to choose the good that we know and to grasp for the truth that is given to us. That is, to change our hearts. And all of this over the days of Lent help us to create a kind of empty space within our existence that is then to be filled more and more with the presence of Christ. Now, if the reading of the temptations of Jesus begins that Lenten observance of fasting and prayer, the second Sunday of Lent, talking about the Transfiguration, is going to answer that question, where are we going? For, of course, the fasting and praying is intended to allow us to feast on the great celebration of Easter. The account of the Transfiguration is what biblical scholars call a prolepsis, that is, a sort of coming attraction of the glory of the resurrection. And that glory of the resurrection, that glory of God in Jesus Christ, was revealed to the disciples to strengthen them for what Christ must suffer to reveal this glory. And in fact, as one very popular Catholic preacher used to say, Easter without Good Friday would render Christianity just another form of paganism. And that Transfiguration is given to us in order to understand that although we have to go through the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is not the end of the story. That in fact, even in that passion and death, we began to get an inkling of the glory of God's love and mercy, which then would be revealed in new life in the resurrection. So Christians do look back. They look back on their lives and on ways that the lives could have been changed but weren't. Look back on our life and call to mind those things that we need to change, to seek forgiveness, to do penance for the errors and the faults of which we were guilty. But we look backward only to prepare ourselves more clearly to look forward. Christians always look forward on their journey to the kingdom. Seeing all of their experiences, whether they are difficult or sad, joy-filled or exalted, in the light of the resurrection of the dead. So that being sustained by that vision of the Transfiguration, Christians move along on their pilgrimage, understanding the presence and the companionship of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is leading us on more and more to that glory that he shares with his Heavenly Father. And to realize that the glory of Jesus revealed on Mount Tabor will be the glory of all those who remain faithful to Jesus Christ. This is a powerful vision drawing us on. Nothing merely of this earth can match the power of that vision or the glory of the promise given to us. And then, my friends, in understanding our need to fast in prayer, understand to what glory we are being called. The succeeding Sundays of Lent began to focus ourselves on the work, message, and sacrifice of Jesus. After all, on a number of occasions, our Lord simply said to those who asked him, "Come, follow me." That is, we have to know more and more clearly on our path to the kingdom, the meaning of our repentance, and the power of the glory shown to us, that it is in knowing Jesus Christ already present to us. And so these Sundays of Lent that follow will show us Jesus from all angles and in all of his depths, and to remind all of us that as we continue the observance of this holy season, that each one of us, baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ, confirmed by the gift of the Spirit, have a universal vocation, and that vocation is to the holiness that God has called us by his grace.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.